6. Comprehensive Immigration Reform Funds. A Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund. 1. Establishment. There is established in the Treasury a separate account to be known as the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund, referred to in this section as the Trust Fund, consisting of amounts transferred from the General Fund of the Treasury under Paragraph 2A and B. Proceeds from the fees described in Paragraph 2B. 2. Deposits. A. Initial funding on the later of the date of enactment of this Act, or October 1, 2013, FAR 63000000, shall be transferred from the General Fund of the Treasury to the Trust Fund. B. Ongoing funding notwithstanding Section 3302 of Title 31, United States Code. In addition to the funding described in subparagraph A and subject to paragraphs 3B and 4, the following amounts shall be deposited in the Trust Fund. I. Electronic Travel Authorization System Fees. Fees collected under Section 217H3BII of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 1102C. A. Registered Provisional Immigrant Penalties. Penalties collected under Section 245BC10C of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 2101. II. Blue Card Penalty. Penalties collected under Section 2211B9C. If fine FAR adjustment for blue card satisfies collected under Section 245FA5 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 2212A. V. Penalties for false statements in applications. Fines collected under Section 245FF of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 2212A. V. Merit System Green Card Fees. Fees collected under Section 203C6 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as amended by Section 2301A2. VI, H-1B and L visa fees. Fees collected under Section 281D of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 4105. VA, H-1B placement fee. Fees collected under Section 212N1FE of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as amended by Section 4211D. X, H-1B non-immigrant dependent employer fees. Fees collected under Section 4233A2. X, L non-immigrant dependent employer fees. Fees collected under Section 4305A2. C. J-1 visa mitigation fees. Fees collected under Section 281E of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 4407. Z. I. F-1 visa fees. Fees collected under Section 281F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 4409. Z. A. Retiree visa fees. Fees collected under Section 214W1B of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 4504B. Civ, visitor visa fees. Fees collected under Section 281G of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 4509. XG, H-2B visa fees. Fees collected under Section 214X5A of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 4602A. ZVI, non-immigrants performing maintenance on common carrier. Fees collected under Section 214Z of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 4604. The X-1 visa fees. Fees collected under Section 214S6 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 4801. Z. Penalty for adjustment from registered provisional immigrant status. Penalties collected under Section 245CC5B of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 2102. C. Authority to adjust fees as necessary to carry out the purposes of this Act. The Secretary may adjust amounts of the fees and penalties set out under subparagraph B, except for the fines and penalties referred to in clauses E, II, or CE of such subparagraph, provided further that the Secretary shall adjust amounts of the fees and penalties set out under subparagraph B, except for the fines and penalties referred to in clauses E, II, or CE of such subparagraph, to result in no less than $500 million being available for fiscal year 2014 and $100,000,000,000,000,000 for fiscal years 2015 through 2023 for appropriations for activities authorized under this Act, if the Secretary determines that adjusting the fees and penalties set out under subparagraph B will be insufficient or impractical to cover the costs of the mandatory enforcement expenditures in this Act. The Secretary may charge an additional surcharge on every immigrant and non-immigrant petition filed with the Secretary in an amount designed to be the minimum proportional surcharge necessary to recover the annual mandatory enforcement expenditures in this legislation. Furry use of funds. A. Initial funding of the amounts transferred to the Trust Fund pursuant to Paragraph 2A. I. $300,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 announced by the Secretary in hiring and deploying at least 19,200 additional trained full-time active duty U.S. Border Patrol agents along the southern border. $45,000,000 shall remain available for the five-year period, beginning on the date specified in paragraph 2A, for use by the Secretary to carry out the comprehensive southern border security strategy. $2,000,000 shall remain available for the 10-year period beginning on the date specified in paragraph 2A for use by the Secretary to carry out programs, projects, and activities recommended by the Commission pursuant to Section 4B to achieve and maintain the border security goal specified in Section 3B and for administrative expenses directly associated with convening the public hearings required by Section 3C2A and preparing and providing summaries of such hearings required by Section 3C2B. $8,000,000 shall be made available to the Secretary during the 5-year period beginning on the date of enactment of this Act to procure and deploy fencing infrastructure and technology in accordance with the Southern Border Fencing Strategy established pursuant to Section 5B, not less than $75,000,000 of which shall be used to deploy, repair, or replace fencing. V. $750,000,000 shall remain available for the 6-year period beginning on the date specified in paragraph 2A for use by the Secretary to expand and implement the mandatory employment verification system, which shall be used as required by Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1324A as amended by Section 3101. V. $900,000,000 shall remain available for the 8-year period beginning on the date specified in paragraph 2A for use by the Secretary of State to pay for one-time and startup costs necessary to implement this Act. And V. $150,000,000 shall remain available for the 2-year period beginning on the date specified in paragraph 2A for use by the Secretary for transfer to the Secretary of Labor, the Secretary of Agriculture, or the Attorney General for initial costs of implementing this Act. The repayment of trust fund expenses, the first $8,300,000,000 collected pursuant to the fees, penalties, and fines referred to in clauses E, II, BZ, ZV, and CE of paragraph 2B shall be collected, deposited in the general fund of the Treasury, and used for federal budget deficit reduction. Collections in excess of $8,300,000,000 shall be deposited into the trust fund as specified in paragraph 2B. C. Program implementation amounts deposited into the trust fund pursuant to paragraph 2B shall be available during each of fiscal years 2014 through 2018 as follows. I. $50,000,000 to carry out activities referenced in Section 1104A1. A. $50,000,000 to carry out activities referenced in Section 1104B. T. Ongoing funding subject to the availability of appropriations. Amounts deposited in the trust fund pursuant to paragraph 2B are authorized to be appropriated as follows. At such sums as may be necessary to carry out the authorizations included in this Act, including the costs, including pay and benefits associated with additional personnel required by Section 1102. A. Such sums as may be necessary to carry out the operations and maintenance of border security and immigration enforcement investments referenced in subparagraph A. The expenditure plan, the Secretary, in consultation with the Attorney General and the Secretary of Defense, shall submit to the Committee on Appropriations of the Senate, the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate, the Committee on Appropriations of the House of Representatives, and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives, in conjunction with the Comprehensive Southern Border Strategy and the Southern Border Fencing Strategy, the plan for expenditure that describes I, the types and planned deployment of fixed mobile video and agent and officer portable surveillance and detection equipment, including those recommended or provided by the Department of Defense. A. The number of border patrol agents and customs and border protection officers to be hired, including a detailed description of which border patrol sectors and which land border parts of entry they will be stationed. II. The numbers and type of unarmed, unmanned aerial systems and unarmed, fixed-wing and rotary aircraft, including pilots, air interdiction agents, and support staff to fly or otherwise operate and maintain the equipment. The numbers, types, and planned deployment of marine and riverine vessels, if any, including marine interdiction agents and support staff to operate and maintain the vessels. The locations, amount, and planned deployment of fencing, including double-layer fencing, tactical and other infrastructure and technology, including but not limited to fixed towers, sensors, cameras, and other detection technology. The numbers, types, and planned deployment of ground-based mobile surveillance systems. The numbers, types, and planned deployment of tactical and other interoperable law enforcement communications systems and equipment. VA required construction, including repairs, expansion, and maintenance, and location of additional checkpoints, border patrol stations, and forward operating bases. X. The number of additional attorneys and support staff for the Office of the United States Attorney for Tucson. X. The number of additional support staff and interpreters in the Office of the Clerk of the Corps for Tucson. Z. The number of additional personnel, including marshals and deputy marshals, for the United States Marshal's Office for Tucson. ZI, the number of additional magistrate judges for the Southern Border United States District Courts. CE, activities to be funded by the Homeland Security Border Oversight Task Force. Z, amounts and types of grants to states and other entities. XB, amounts and activities necessary to hire additional personnel and for startup costs related to creating software and information technology necessary to transition from the voluntary E-Verify system to mandatory employment verification system under Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 13248 within 5 years. The number of additional personnel and other costs associated with implementing the immigration courts and removal proceedings mandated in Subtitle E of Title III. Z. The steps the Commissioner of Social Security plans to take to create a fraud-resistant, tamper-resistant, bear-resistant, and identity theft-resistant Social Security card, including I. The types of equipment needed to create the card. II. The total estimated costs for completion that clearly delineates costs associated with acquisition of equipment and transition to operation, subdivided by fiscal year and including the description of the purpose by fiscal year for design, pre-acquisition activities, production, and transition to operation. III. The number and type of personnel, including contract personnel, required to research, design, test, and produce the card. And IV. The detailed schedule for production of the card, including an estimated completion date at the projected funding level provided in this act. And the operations and maintenance costs associated with implementation of clauses I through Z, F, annual revision. The expenditure plan required in each shall be revised and submitted with the PRESIDENTS budget proposals for fiscal year 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019 pursuant to the requirements of Section 1105A of Title 31, United States Code. G, Commission Expenditure Plan. A requirement for plan, if the Southern Border Security Commission reference in Section 4 is established, the Secretary shall submit to the appropriate committees of Congress not later than 60 days after the submission of the review required by Section 4G, the plan for expenditure that achieves the recommendations in the report required by Section 4D and the review required by Section 4G. A. Appropriate committees of Congress, defined in Clause I. The term appropriate committees of Congress means A. The Committee on Appropriations, the Committee on the Judiciary, and the Committee on Finance of the Senate, and II. The Committee on Appropriations, the Committee on the Judiciary, and the Committee on Ways and Means of the House of Representatives. IV. Limitation on collection. A. In general, no fee deposited in the trust fund may be collected except to the extent that the expenditure of the fee is provided for in advance in an appropriations act only to pay the costs of activities and services for which appropriations are authorized to be funded from the trust fund. B. Receipts collected as offsetting receipts until the date of enactment of an act made in appropriations for activities authorized under this act through September 30, 2014. The fees authorized by paragraph 2b that are not deposited into the general fund pursuant to paragraph 3b may be collected and shall be credited as to the trust fund to remain available until expended only to pay the costs of activities and services for which appropriations are authorized to be funded from the trust fund. B. Comprehensive Immigration Reform Startup Account. 1. Establishment. There is established in the Treasury a separate account to be known as the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Startup Account, referred to in this section as the Startup Account, consisting of amounts transferred from the General Fund of the Treasury under paragraph 2. 2. Deposits. There is appropriated to the Startup Account out of any funds in the Treasury not otherwise appropriated $300,000 to remain available until expended on the later of the date, that is, at the date of enactment of this Act, or B. October 1, 2013. 3. Repayment of startup costs. A. In general, notwithstanding Section 286M of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1356M, 50% of fees collected under Section 245BC 10A of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 2101 of this Act, shall be deposited monthly in the General Fund of the Treasury and used for federal budget deficit reduction until the funding provided by paragraph 2 has been repaid. B. Deposit in the Immigration Examination Fee Account. Fees collected in excess of the amount referenced in subparagraph A shall be deposited in the Immigration Examination Fee Account pursuant to Section 286M of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1356M and shall remain available until expended pursuant to Section 286M of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1356M. For use of funds, the Secretary shall use amounts transferred to the startup account to pay for one-time and startup costs necessary to implement this Act, including equipment, information technology systems, infrastructure, and human resources. B. Outreach to the public, including development and promulgation of any regulations, rules, or other public notice. C. Grants to community and faith-based organizations. And T. Anti-fraud programs and actions related to implementation of this Act. 5. Expenditure plan. Not later than 90 days after the date of enactment of this Act, the Secretary, in consultation with the Attorney General and the Secretary of Defense, shall submit to the Committee on Appropriations and the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on Appropriations and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives a plan for expenditure of the one-time and startup funds in the startup account that provides details on the types of equipment, information technology systems, infrastructure, and human resources. B. The plans for outreach to the public, including development and promulgation of any regulations, rules, or other public notice. C. The types and amounts of grants to community and faith-based organizations. And D. The anti-fraud programs and actions related to implementation of this Act. C. Annual audits. 1. Audits required not later than October 1st each year beginning on or after the date of enactment of this Act. The Chief Financial Officer of the Department of Homeland Security shall, in conjunction with the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, conduct an audit of the trust fund. 2. Reports upon completion of each audit of the trust fund. Under paragraph 1, the Chief Financial Officer shall, in conjunction with the Inspector General, submit to Congress and made available to the public on an internet website of the Department available to the public a jointly audited financial statement concerning the trust fund. 3. Elements. Each audited financial statement under paragraph 2 shall include the following. A. The report of an independent certified public accountant. B. A balance sheet reporting admitted assets, liabilities, capital and surplus. C. A statement of cash flow. T. Such other information on the trust fund as the Chief Financial Officer, the Inspector General, or the Independent Certified Public Accountant considers appropriate to facilitate a comprehensive understanding of the trust fund during the year covered by the financial statement. T. Determination of budgetary effects. 1. Emergency designation for congressional enforcement in the Senate. Amounts appropriated by or deposited in the general fund of the Treasury pursuant to this section are designated as an emergency requirement pursuant to Section 403A of S. Conray's 13-111th Congress, the concurrent resolution on the budget for fiscal year 2010. 2. Emergency designation for statutory paygo amounts appropriated by or deposited in the general fund of the Treasury pursuant to this section are designated as an emergency requirement under Section 4G of the Statutory Pay-as-You-Go Act of 2010 Public Law 111-139, 2 U.S.C. 933-G, Sec. 7, reference to the Immigration and Nationality Act, except as otherwise expressly provided. Whenever in this Act an amendment or repeal is expressed in terms of an amendment to or repeal of a section or other provision, the reference shall be considered to be made to section or other provision of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101 et sec.